This is Nikov Radio. Here are today's main stories. The Democratic mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, says some federal agents will begin leaving the city following talks with President Donald Trump, who agreed the situation could not continue. The move follows public anger over the fatal shooting of Alex Pressey, weeks after another US citizen, Renee Good, was killed by immigration officers. Among those departing Minneapolis is the Border Patrol chief, Gregory Bovino. President Donald Trump says his administration will de-escalate its response in Minneapolis following clashes sparked by the fatal shooting of two protesters by federal immigration agents. The so-called Border Czar, Tom Homan, has arrived in the city, replacing hardline Border Patrol commander Gregory Bovino. More than two dozen Republican lawmakers are now calling for investigations, warning that the credibility of immigration enforcement agencies is at stake. The head of Cisco, Chuck Robbins, has warned there could be financial carnage if a bubble in artificial intelligence-related share prices bursts. Speaking to the BBC, he said some companies would not survive the turbulence, but insisted artificial intelligence would ultimately transform the global economy in a way even bigger than the internet. The UK government has announced plans to offer artificial intelligence training courses to every adult. The online programs, designed with companies such as Google and Microsoft, will teach basic AI skills, from content creation to administrative tasks. Around 600 courses are available, with the aim of reaching 10 million workers by 2030, the most ambitious training effort since the launch of the Open University. Critics warn the fast pace of AI development could quickly make some courses outdated. President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned a deadly Russian drone strike on a passenger train in eastern Ukraine, calling it an act of terrorism. Four people were killed in the attack. Environment. The National Trust says it has completed what it calls its ultimate recycling project, sinking three old barges in an estuary in Essex to protect seabird habitats. Weather now in Manchester tonight, cloudy with occasional light rain, temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nikov Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.